This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this big Friday, March 19th. I'd like to start off, if I can, by saying good evening to Michael.
Carmi.
Okay. And then I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Moon's up there, too.
Okay. Guys, how are you today?
Great.
I'm glad to hear that, Michael. Let's get right to it. We have an abbreviated ENN. We're off here today around 6:25, so let's jump right into it. And Michael's going to be jumping right out of his clothes for the big Nets game tonight. We know that. You've made that clear already.
We don't even know if he's got pants on now. You don't know.
And Andrew's going to be jumping out of his clothes for the Syracuse game.
Right. Andrew, what time is the big pick tonight?
9:40 or 50. Oh, I can't remember.
He's getting ready for bed about that time anyway, so it's perfect. He's starting to strip down.
What's your preference for a night game for Syracuse, 7:30 or 9:30?
No, love the late window.
You're a big late window guy.
Yep. Kids are asleep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can just focus in. Yeah.
He could wake them up when the last second buzzer beater beats them and he screams and throws a punch.
That's such an I don't have kids question, right, Andrew?
No, I didn't mean it in terms of kids. I meant it like historically.
Enjoyment.
Obviously now his 7 o'clock has no chance. But I mean historically, because he's been doing this his whole life. What's the slot you like? Actually, Andrew, what's your favorite slot? Assume you're not working a full day. You took the day off on Thursday. You can watch any time you want. When would you want Syracuse playing?
Probably prime time. 7:30, 8, somewhere in there.
The 12 is too quick.
Who do you want on the call, Ian Eagle or Jim Nance?
So the call is, it's the Nance, Raftery, Grant Hill group.
Right. Okay. You want to stay awake during the game or not? That's the question.
Oh my
goodness. What is with you?
I love Raftery.
Well, he's not a Nance fan. Don's never been a Nance fan.
Tremendous broadcaster. I just feel his tone is boring.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're not my friend. I never met you. Stop.
Hello,
friends.
But when you get a little Raftery coming in with a little Miniman, I mean, come on, that gets you in the zone.
That's gold. And Ian, I respect him so much.
I heard Ian's call on the Oral Roberts. I don't know if we have it, but people are raving about it on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what I actually have for that game would be the Westwood 1 call. Let's hear that.
Fall away three, bad miss. Glass and Iron, tip controlled by Yards. Up top, Washington to tie. Off fire miss, rebound Liddell, and Oral Roberts does it. Stunning the 2-seed, Ohio State. The Golden Eagles win their first NCAA tournament game in 47 years. The madness is back, baby.
It's a great call.
That was
great voice, too. He's able to go really high and not crack.
That's a skill.
John Sadok. That's him, and he's the guy, after working for a long time in the minor leagues, Don, got the Cincinnati Reds job.
And you know what? I forgot to tell you this. His brother bought a cameo to have me congratulate him on getting the gig.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
How strange is that?
John's a good guy, and he's a very good broadcaster.
Oral Roberts, it's been so long since they had a tournament win. When they last got one, Oral Roberts himself was like my age.
And he was Oral Bobby.
You know what? I got to tell you, that changes his name completely. I would stand clear from Oral Bobby.
Now we talk about...
I should have said Bobby's. I'm sorry.
We talk about names that are going to die on the vine. That's got to be a name that's going to die, right? I mean, that's the male version of Bertha.
Wait, hold. Which one?
Oral.
Wait, hold on. Oh, there
Oral,
are people.
You've got Oral Hershiser.
I understand. But
by the way, first of all, his name
Oral will tell you, please.
Hold on. First of all, Oral Hershiser is spelled with an E.
That's right.
Yes.
The Oral Roberts University is spelled with an A. Second of all, if in this era you were to name your child Oral, I'd have a lot of questions.
Yeah. One in particular. Just really just one.
I would stand clear from Oral Bobby.
So I guess we'll start off there then. That's it. You heard it. Oral Roberts beats Ohio State the 15 over the 2, the first big upset of the tournament. Guess what? 13,992,289 brackets picked the Buckeyes to win that game. 95% of all brackets. Of the 14.7 million brackets filled out, 103,000 now remain perfect because of that.
Right. This is the essence of the tournament to me right here. Because I'm someone that's kind of on the fence, and this year I didn't watch any college basketball to speak of. But what do I need to know? 15 versus 2, that's all you need. And that's the upset that's going to draw you in. And I was fully engaged pretty much the entire game, but really the second half. And I don't know anything about either of the two teams. But you know what? 15 versus 2, that's all you need to know. And what other sport can offer that to you?
That is what makes the tournament phenomenal. Moving down throughout the day's games, in the Midwest region, the one seed Illinois, 78-49 over Drexel. Baylor, also a one seed, 79-55, that's in the south, over Hartford. Oral Roberts, we just said it, the 15 seed, 75-72 over the 2 seed Ohio State in the south. Also in the south, Arkansas, 85-68 winner over Colgate or Colgate. Texas Tech, 65-53, that's a 6 over an 11 in the south. Florida, 75-70 over Virginia Tech, another fun game that went to overtime in the south. And some big, big programs going at it tonight. Wisconsin and North Carolina at 7:10 on CBS. Clemson, Rutgers, TBS, 9:20. Andrews, Syracuse, Orangemen, the 11 seed against San Diego State. That's at 9:40 on CBS. And the game I know that Michael's excited about, Morehead State and West Virginia, 9:50 on True TV.
You want to hear a shocking revelation? You know, sure. Joe Lenardi, the bracketologist for
ESPN? That's Joey Brackets.
Do you know that Joey Brackets predicted Oral Bobby shocking the world and beating Ohio State?
Well, that's really? why they pay Joey Brackets the big bucks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, right now, when I was a kid, I was in a pool, and I was like 10 years old. You'd have to look up the year that it happened. I picked East Tennessee State. For no reason, I picked ETSU, who I'd, of course, never heard of, as the 13 seed to beat the 4 seed, who I believe was Arizona. And it happened. And that was the moment I was forever in love with the NCAA tournament. That feeling was – and I, by the way, loved ETSU. And I basically will pick them in any pool. I'll just take the L on the point every time on principle. But, you know, while this year doesn't feel quite as mad as other years, because, Michael, as you said, none of us have been as dialed in, even those of us who are not Andrew Gundlings when it comes to college basketball have been less dialed in, it's still a lot of fun. Excited that we have it all weekend.
Speaking of dialed in, Josina Anderson is reporting the Giants' talks with Kenny Golladay are, quote, heating up. Still has to be taken across the finish line, though, she says.
No.
What a good signing that would be for them.
It's like you're cooking a turkey over there. How long is it going to take for it to get done? Now it's heating up? He's been there
That's
all
right.
day.
Yeah, it'll be exciting if one of these speculated big names actually came to a New York team. This one's sitting right there for us. The Giants are also planning a visit for a cornerback, Adoree Jackson. This is someone who would be on the other side of James Bradberry. Don, how big a need is that?
Oh, big time. And Bradberry was good, but what good is only being solid on one side, right? Just ask the Jets when they had Darrell Revis. We'll just throw to the other side. Big need.
I'm feeling very weird about how highly people are appraising the Washington football team moves in this offseason. It seems very off-putting.
When you say people, do you mean like Ballard again because he liked the quarterback signing?
Ballard likes all of our signings. Actually, I think, Andrew, didn't you say you like all of our signings so far?
Yeah, I think you guys have done great. I mean, Fitzpatrick kind of, I feel like, gives you a ceiling to your season, but it's a good enough quarterback that you could maybe make the playoffs.
See, that hurts. It's the ceiling part. That's what hurts.
And the ceiling is the roof. And, Don, by the way,
the ceiling is the roof.
The ice pick you made, does that now become invalidated because the goalie that you thought is playing is not playing?
Yeah, Robin Leonard looks like he's going to play.
So
and
what are you doing?
I think they lost Carlson to COVID protocol. It's all falling apart. But you know what? You can't take it back.
Why? Nobody bet yet.
No, because they may have. No, listen, you own it. You own it.
That's also why your ice pick should be later.
This is
get
important.
All the information.
This is very important, guys. You have 5 minutes left to vote. TMKS ESPN on Twitter.
Do it.
I should not sway the voting, but Michael does it all the time. And I just want to say that what I'm seeing happening, if you feel strongly about the Tay Diggs drop, it's important you go to Twitter and get on TMKS ESPN because I can't believe what I'm seeing. I would be heartbroken. This is not one of those moments. This is the opposite. This is one of those sad moments where it's a team that, like, finally they brought all their seniors back, and they went like 26-3 during the regular season, and everyone believed this was the year, and then they just get knocked out on the opening day.
Hey, we've got like four that are completely up in the air right now. So vote.
TMKS ESPN on Twitter. We've been talking about it, of course, throughout the day. Not a fun story. Deshaun Watson situation seems to be getting crazier and crazier. His the lawyer of the accusers, Tony Busby, at a news conference said he'll be adding an additional 5 lawsuits to Deshaun, bringing the total number to 12. But he also said he's spoken to additional women, up to 20 of them. Busby said alleged inappropriate conduct by Watson has happened as recently as this month, which was after the first time Busby said he spoke to Watson's lawyer, Scott Garfield. Now, Watson has since hired a different attorney, a troubling name to say the least, Rusty Harden. Busby said on Friday that his office has been in contact with police and that he would provide information to the police about the women who intend to sue Watson. He also said he's not aware of any police reports being filed before the civil suits. He said police conversations and police reports will be the next step. Guys, this is like, it's a terrible story, but I always find it interesting doing this job where we're covering these things so aggressively, and you can just like see the magnitude, like the 30 for 30 happening in front of our eyes. Like, this is, wherever this goes, it's going to be a truly insane story. Because this isn't as simple as one accusation and a prominent player. The multitude of accusations, the quality of the player, the reputation of the player, and guys, the situation that the player was in.
Right.
All of it makes it just, it's this perfect storm of crazy town, you know?
It is, and it's not going to have any resolution, I wouldn't think, anytime soon.
So in this moment right now, any chance you think that Deshaun Watson's on a football field this year or the first half of the season?
Yeah, I think the only way it happens to me is that it's with the Texans. He doesn't get traded. Maybe he gets suspended and they go with Taylor, but now he's available and they think that Watson can help them and they bring him back. I don't see anybody trading for him.
How could you? I don't see how you.
But then you have our experts saying it doesn't affect the market at all, which I find hard to believe.
I find that very difficult to believe. Again, could it just be as simple as that, you know, these allegations are taken seriously, but when it's all said and done, they believe that it's something that reputation-wise he can get up from. I don't know how that would be. But inappropriate behavior, it gets settled, the NFL investigates it, he gets a 4-6 game suspension, and then eventually things blow over and there's a team who figures, you know, I'm going to have him for the next 3 years when this is all going to get forgotten about. But that's even hard to do. We have no, he's 12 women.
It could be 20. Who knows?
Also, it's every day there's more. So right. what's the number going to be Monday?
Exactly. It's truly been exponential what we're hearing.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, Michael, I hope you weren't planning on going to the next Canelo fight.
Why?
Because knowing you, vaccine or not, I don't know if this would suit you. Canelo's fight against Billy Joe Saunders, it's being reported, will house between 60 and 70,000 fans at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
And I've got the vaccine?
You still would go?
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Jump on a plane.
I don't even know if your interest level would allow you to do it in the perfect of circumstances.
But I will tell you,
I'm not sure Canelo's driving me there. You know, I don't.
I will tell you this. I will tell you this though. Canelo, who is the most popular, one of the most popular fighters in the world, one of the best fighters in the world, the most popular Mexican fighter in a generation. Seeing him fight in Dallas would be a lot of fun, and seeing him fight at that stadium. You guys have been to the stadium, right?
I've only seen it from the outside.
Just outside, yeah.
Oh, you got guys. I if someone told me they got a new TV, I wouldn't be that excited in 2021. But the TV that they have in there, it's truly an experience going to see that screen.
When have you been there?
WrestleMania 30.
That's such a big shot.
Or 29 was 30 New Orleans. Might have been 31 in Dallas. But it was very, very cool. Kyrie Irving speaking out again. He has called out the NCAA over disparities in the bubbles for men's and women's teams at the NCAA tournament. A lot of people talking about this. Larger swag bags for the men, better workout facilities for the men, better food options for the men. Kyrie tweeted, or maybe it was Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. So, at NCAA, this is how y'all doing our queens? We can't tolerate this. They deserve more. They look bad today.
And the person that really set this all ablaze was Sedona Prince of Oregon, who put together a TikTok that showed the difference of just the weight rooms that they put together for the men and the women. It's just amazing that they thought they'd get away with it.
All right, guys, we got to jump right into Drop Madness on our way there. Bad news for the Mets. We talked about it a bit earlier, and we'll do more of it next week, of course. Carlos Carrasco out 6 to 8 weeks with a hamstring injury. All right, now, Anthony, bring that music back. Drop Madness on the Michael Kay Show, brought to you by Wendy's, where quality is our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. You guys ready to do this?
Yes, yeah. Please.
I'm going to refresh for the last time, and we're going to go through together and see what happened. I'm just going to go in the order that they're on Twitter, so bear with me. We will start off in the nether region. Harry, the 10 seed.
Because Michael gets on me, thinks I'm too old to shovel.
You are.
A 58-41 winner over one of my favorite drops, the 7 seed Griffin.
Nobody's going to win. Oof.
But don't worry. Griffin got another big win.
Let your wings fly. Let you fly.
58-41, but of course it comes at my expense again. Bear, I love you, buddy. You're out of the tournament. Oh, he just looked up. Bear Barking is out. The Peter region, the 7 seed with a big win.
According to Adam Schefter, Schefter.
57-43 over Kentucky Derbys. The Kentucky Derbys.
That's a really good drop.
Yeah, sad that the Derbys is out.
Yeah.
The two seed in the Peter region advances. Tom Thibodeau Diaw over another Bear-related drop. Of course, it's 65-35, Tom Thibodeau Diaw. Now, we head down to the Donald region, the 10 seed with a win.
Who are you taking out?
77-23 over the 7 seed.
Next time you might do a better job.
And I know we don't have long here, almost no time. The Tay Diggs is out, guys. The winner is the 15 seed.
God, I had a soft salami over at Cats. It's to die for.
I predicted this today.
How much time do I have, Anthony?
A minute and a half.
I have 90 seconds. I have enough time to say what I need to say. This is what's wrong with Drop Madness. To think that soft salami was a funny thing, but Don knew what he was doing. He was saying something that was, he was sincere.
No, he didn't know.
No, it was sincere and funny. But it doesn't beat this, the two seed.
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Trey Diggs.
Stephon Diggs, because they Stephon Diggs, everybody.
It's so sad.
I'm not upset that it's gone.
I know you're not, but Michael and I are. In the Michael region, the seventh seed wins 54-46.
Please stay safe, everybody. Stay indoors. Be very wash handy.
Yep. His disgust with Andrew is eliminated. Now, we head to the other Michael matchup. The two seed with a big win.
But I'm
win.
A bad teammate. Both of you take a walk. We'll be back. No music out.
And it beats, of course, the 15 seed who I loved, Buttercloth.
It's called Buttercloth.
And that is day one of Drop Madness, brought to you by our friends at Wendy's, where quality's our recipe. Wendy's, we got you. That'll do it for ENN on this Friday, March 19th.
All right, so we got the Rangers and the Caps coming up right on 98.7, and the Nets will be on, yes, I believe it's an 8 o'clock start. So we got a lot of sports. We'll come back Monday. We have a look at everybody's bracket, see how you do. We're getting ready for the big game, the Yankee game with Don and Peter. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.